We had some problems with our internet connection throughout the day. There are several times during the game that we lost our connections from the game, but most of them are only for a few seconds.
Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
I can go through the varsity roster here a little bit. I can take care of that for us, Bobby.
First of all, we got to introduce Cole Wendell on the
good thinking, man good thinking, the guy on the computer. We got Cole Wendell back again for another great year.
Well, what would we do without him?
Yeah, I know it.
Probably wouldn't be here.
Well, we wouldn't have lineups for one thing because it's too warm.
We only got one, but he did his job.
Absolutely.
And he's already texting his sweetheart.
Oh, no. See, that's what gets us in trouble.
Not this year. We ain't putting up with it.
Yep. Last year we said
no. Neil already said no more. Didn't you, Neil? Him texting all the time while he's supposed to be doing the job. He can't?
He can text all he wants, he says.
Fine.
All right. Well, hey, the roster here for the Fort Recovery Indians, Reese Rogers is a senior. Today, I think he is catching
game
yes,
one.
Sir. Yes, sir. Joe Holman, who is Ben's brother, he's number 22. He's going to be an infielder and a pitcher. We got Preston Hoying, who is a junior, one of two juniors. The other one is Cody Shinneberry. He's an infielder for us. Willie Holman, number 24. He's going to be out in center field for most of this year's work. Max Klingshern, number 26, also a senior. He's also an outfielder for us. And number 45, Cassius Metzger, also a senior.
Cassius is getting a start today out in right field. Cassius, game one.
Yep, Cassius is going to be out in outfield, looking good.
And if
coaches again for this year is going to be head coach Jerry Kalp. And then, of course, we got our first base coach we like to pick on, Harold Feely. And we got Jeff Wendell, also as an assistant coach. And the statistician is Tom Galdine, who is not here today,
Bob. Tom's boy is in the Air Force, and he's deploying.
He is deploying or something, Harold said, which is awesome. Good luck to him, by golly.
Tom, yeah.
All good.
He's listening. I guarantee it, Tom.
I would say Mr. Tom is listening wide open. And, Tommy, we got a little time here. Indians are out there taking infield. And we'll get ready here in a few minutes. Cade's at second. Who's taking some ground balls? That's Benny over at short.
I got our lineup here if you want me to go over.
Take away, Bobby.
All right, the Indians lineup looks like this. I think Cade Wendell is leading off, and he'll play second base. And I think you can pencil him in that leadoff spot about all year. For your center fielder is Will Holman. I think you can pencil him in at center field and batting second all year. Nick Twaits bats third, and he's DHing Cassius Metzger out in right field for your Indians. Batting fourth is your shortstop, Mr. Holman. Reese Rogers gets the ball today. He's doing a pitch and batting fifth. Ian Holman plays first base. Bat sixth. Garrett Fowler doing your catching, as Calpe said, batting seventh. Let's see. Posty is playing third base, batting eighth. And Shaney's out in left field, batting ninth. That's your Indian roster for game one. We'll get Westerville's lineup here in a little bit. We're going to take a break, pay some bills, and we'll be right back. Indians baseball coming up right here on FRR Radio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274. 274. Miracle Lanes will open at 1 p.m. on Good Friday and will be closed on Easter Sunday.
Hello, I'm Kenny Knute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Cats here from Forget Me Not Florist. Spring really is coming. Easter Bunny is on his way, and we have Easter goodies galore. Blooming plants, Easter lilies, candy baskets, fresh floral arrangements, and more. In the Purple Post, spring season apparel is arriving daily. New items, new designs. Stop in or give us a call. Downtown Fort Recovery at the stoplight, 419-375-4668.
All right, we're back here, Indian baseball. What a facility here at Kilbourne High School.
There's everything going on, too, by the way.
We got the Kilbourne lacrosse is playing across the way. We got the girls softball. We can see the JV teams are out there way out. I'd say they're about on 315.
This is some kind of place, I tell you what.
The press box here, let's give you, the press box is huge. First of all, they got, we're in a coach's office, I would say.
I would think so.
And they got, this is about as nice as you can get
for
us. We got
heat going, we're happy.
Yeah, it is. And Kilbourne's a beautiful facility here, folks. And for a Saturday at 40 degrees, there's a ton of people out here. And looks like the umpires are coming out, and we're not too far away from opening pitch.
Yeah, I think we're getting pretty close. Actually, the Indians, you know, we were talking about it with Coach Feely on the way here, Bob, and how much outside time they've had, and they've really not had much. And you know, they take some fielding practice on the band practice field, but a lot of their practices so far this year have been indoors, and it's nice to see them outside. And actually, we're not looking too bad. We look kind of sharp. The fields aren't great shape right now because it hasn't been mowed and things are still dormant. But
Ben Holman's got his haircut.
Yeah,
man, he looks good, don't he?
Yeah, you got short hair. How about that?
One thing about Kilbourne that the Fort Recovery's kind of, we kind of played them in basketball this year. And of course, everybody knows that Kilbourne's basketball coach is Mr. Tom Sauter, Fort Recovery grad. And Kilbourne's baseball coach is it Dustin Woods? Is that correct?
I think that's what Spencey said. He got to use
and he's at Marion Local and has ties to Fort Recovery, or to Marion Local in the MAC. And I know that Mr. Twaits and Dustin are real good friends.
By the way, congratulations to the Marion Local Fires, Bobby. They did the damage to, was it Cornerstone Christian, if I remember right?
Absolutely.
Is that right? They won in double overtime. How about that? Congratulations to the Flyers and bringing home another MAC state championship back to Mercer County. That's all good stuff.
We have the national anthem going on, folks, so we're going to take a break.
Take a quick break.
Yeah. Come right back. First pitch.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there?
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
All right, Cole, we're back here at Kilborn High School in Worthington, Ohio. Getting ready for the first pitch of the opening day, 2018. Fort Recovery Indians are going to come down here to Columbus. Actually, I'll tell you what, Bobby, I'm looking at the schedule, and we got ourselves a handful here coming right out of the gate. We've got some tough teams here. We've got these two teams here from Columbus. Then we go to Salina on Monday night. That's a 5 o'clock start. Tuesday is our home opener, folks. If you can get out to the Ball Diamond on Tuesday, we got a home opener at 5 o'clock against the Lincoln View Lancers, who, if I remember right from last year, was pretty dang good, Bobby.
Absolutely young, and I think they got a good arm. So
yeah, they're pretty good. And then Saturday, we're off until Saturday when we head to Convoy to play Crestview on Double Hunter at 11 a.m. start. So we're getting ready for first pitch. The Indians taking off out in the field. They're going to be the home team in this first game here today. Like Bobby went through the lineups here and gave you guys the lineups. I think we're still working on the lineup here for...
We may have to really, I mean, this just takes some good announcing, but we're going to have to get it as we get them up to the plate with our numbers.
Oh, that's good thinking, Bobby. That's good thinking.
You got the lineup over there? Rusterville's sitting here, I think.
Priest Rogers taking the mound, like Bobby said there in the start. Garrett Fowler behind the plate. That's the battery for the Indians so far to start this game. Evan Post over at third. Benny Homan at shortstop. Cade Wendell at second. Ian Homan at first. Out in the grass, we got Ethan Shane in left. Willie Homan in center. And we've got Cassius Metzger out in right field. So taking the last few warm-up pitches, and here we go. Here we go. There's a...
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
That's what you were wanting. Wasn't
absolutely.
It? All right. Nice job.
Thanks. Hey, if you're listening, 419-852-9201, we'll give you a shout-out.
Absolutely, we will. 419-234-2976 is my number.
I heard we had some people, Michelle Homan said we keep going on and off, and Brandon Rogers listening in Elkhart said we were on and off. And
hopefully.
And Brandon really wanted us to not do the game and listen to the Afrocentric Deer Park game. He was into that one.
Maybe we can just give him some updates on that now and then.
I know, he's a big Afrocentric fan. That's a lot of us are. How about Marion beating Cornerstone Christian?
What a crazy ending to that game we got to listen to. I tell you what, we had to wait on Coach Feely forever.
I ain't talking. We don't even talk about it.
I'm still mad.
Hunter Wendelstadt doing the bases, and there is, I guess, John McSherry out doing the...
Those guys just getting warmed up. Opening day for the Reds next Thursday, boys. I'll be down there at the old Ball Diamond GABP, probably freezing my butt off.
But number 20. Hey, the leadoff hitter, now listen to this, folks, and you Buckeye fans out there, is Jalen Gill. And Jalen is an Ohio State recruit, and he is a running back, and he's a stud. And he's one of the second-ranked football players in the state of Ohio, and he's going to be a Scarlet and Gray. And he's leading off for Westerville South.
Wow, that's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
Neat to see a kid like that come out and play some baseball. You know, he doesn't. I mean, I bet he's fast because he doesn't look like he's a big, strong kid.
Well,
put a lot of clothes on, kind of hard to tell, isn't it?
Will Homan better than he is.
Yes, exactly right. We got a couple quality running backs here on this diamond.
Well, maybe Will. Will's pretty good, but he probably ain't quite up to this dude's status.
I'd like to see this guy.
It's showtime, buddy. Let's
yes,
go.
It is.
Baseball.
Here we go.
2018. I'm fired up.
Squad coming in
up
on the pitcher's mouth.
Cole's fired up. Be nervous over there.
Cole, just keep us on.
Hey,
the
how
air,
are
brother.
You, Coach? Good seeing you, man. Thanks. Thanks for having us here.
Hey, Coach. How you doing, man?
Good.
Absolutely.
Nice win, game one. Good way to get the season started.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, here we go. Reese has got the ball. He's on the mound. We're getting ready for pitch number one, right, 2018. Here we go. First pitch in there, taken right down the old pipe. Strike one.
Tony, or Calvin, we talked to Tony Rogers, and he talked about Reese has had good control in the spring training warm-up games.
There's a ground ball to shortstop. Homan comes up with a clean, fires across the field. Nice scoop by Mr. Homan over there. Nice scoop by Ian. That's out number one. That's going to go down 6-3.
How fast did he get down that line?
Holy moly, was he down that
nice
line.
Nice play, Benny Homan going off to his right.
Nice clean pickup, fired it across the field. Very nice, one away here. Nice job for Reese to get a good start. Here comes our number two hitter, and we're trying to figure
Leninza.
Jake Leninza. And there's a ground ball right up the middle. Over to Homan. Homan comes up with it. Fires a nice shot there. Over to second base. Three pitches. We got two outs. Nice job. We'll take that any day of the week.
Nice job over there at short by Benny and firing it over to Ian to get the out. Two outs. Reese, way to throw strikes, buddy.
Absolutely. Throw it down the middle. Let's go. I think that was maybe a little bit of Coach Kopp's talking to him. You know, hey, it's cold out here.
Did you get this guy's number?
Let's put it on there. Nope. It's your job.
No, all I see is your big dome.
I can't help it. My hair's not in your way. I can tell you that.
You get his number?
Might have been 27. But...
Might have. Oh, here we go.
There's a ground ball right up towards the middle again. Gets past Reese.
Nice
Kate
play.
Comes over, fields it clean, throws him out. And that's going to be three up, three down. Nice start at the top of the first.
Eric Edmond.
Eric Edmond was the third out for the Wildcats of Westerville?
Westerville South.
Westerville South. All right, here we go. We're going to go to the bottom of the first. No score.
Man Winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
All right, welcome back to Kilbourne High School, Worthington, Ohio. Indians getting ready to come to the plate for the first time in 2018. Number 14, folks, get used to that number. Number 14, Cade Wendell. Cade's got himself a little scholarship heading up to, was it Lake Erie?
Lake Erie, that is correct.
That is awesome stuff right there for that young man. And I tell you what, he's going to be a vital role for this team's
vital
success.
Role.
I think. I'm telling you.
Jody Stoller listening back at the fort. Chelsea Rogers, Brandon Rogers, they're all here. They're listening to the FR radio. I think Chelsea's
absolutely
here. She said,
absolutely,
you got room for my baby and me up here. I said, get your butt up here, Chelsea.
Well, I see Tony down there standing behind our dugout, right next to our dugout.
Brady here, too.
Yeah. I told him, get up here. We got room for him.
Absolutely. Don't let that baby get cold out there. Here we go. First pitch to Cade. Number six pitching, Bobby. Who's that? That one's in the dirt. Bounces right in the edge of the grass.
Number six.
Ball one.
Is... big redhead.
Yeah. Crazy hair.
Looks like a kid that does a Skittles commercial.
Carrot top. Oh, yeah. He's got Skittle pox.
Yep. Skittle pox. His name is... what's his number? Six?
Six. That one makes it about 4 feet further. Bounces about 4 feet in front of the plate, and that's going to be ball two.
Jake Leninza.
Jake Leninza.
Big right-hander. Throws hard.
Two balls, no strikes. Leadoff man, Cade Wendell. No score here, bottom of the first. Indians looking to get a couple. Early in this game, that one's going to be taken just a bit outside. Three balls, no strikes. Okay, anyway, get on there, babe. Give us a base runner. That one's taken right down Broadway. 3-1 to count to Cade. Willie Homan on deck for the Indians. No score here. Just getting started. Ooh, that one catches the outside corner. 3-2. All right, Cade, come on now.
Get those hard.
Hey, that's too hard. I'll tell you what. Had the first couple crazy pitches, and now he settled down, and he's throwing them right in there. That was going to be a fly ball out towards right center field. Right fielder comes over, makes the catch. That's going to be out number one for the Indians, and nice. That's going to bring Willie Homan to the plate.
Nice comeback by Lorenzo.
Boy, his first two pitches, I'm telling you, the first one didn't go. Of the game. Interesting. We'll see what happens here. A little chilly. See if Jerry wants to see what this catcher's got, but I don't know if he'll do it early in the game. He may. Got a good batter up here at Nick Twaits. DH in four catches. Metzger takes the first pitch right at the old belt. Strike one.
Come on, Twaitsy. How long before Will goes?
Well, that's what I was wondering. I think there could be a hit and run here. One strike on him. There goes Will right here on the second pitch. There goes the throw down the second. A little high. Gets past the shortstop. Nice backup by the second baseman. He's got it, and Willie's safe at
nice
second.
Slide, Will.
Well, like I said, we haven't had a whole lot of outside time yet.
You look like a Snapchat the other day when he tried to do a backflip.
We've been used to practicing on the hardwood in the basketball gym, and a little different in the dirt.
Ball.
All right, so we got a runner in scoring position. Willie out there at second, one out. Twitchy takes that one a little high right there. One ball, one strike. I think that, yep, 2-1. That's what I was going to say. They didn't have that up there. All right, Twitchy, get a little bat on the ball here. That was down and outside. Benny Homan, our number four hitter, he's on deck.
You can see the traffic on 270 from here. Do you know that?
That is getting past the...
There goes Willie.
There goes Willie. Got past the catcher. That's going to be a free base for Will and ball number four. So Nick goes down to first. We got him at first and third with one out. And our number four hitter, Ben Homan, coming to the plate. Reese Rogers on deck. You guys was giving Reese a hard time about pulling the ball the other night on Sports Talk. I had to chuckle a little bit. Like, you know anything about pulling a baseball, but...
He just sits there and gets mad.
First pitch down, a little low to Benny. I would have to think Jerry's going to put number two over at second here pretty shortly. I would have to think he'll do something here with one out. Send Nick down there and see what they do. There he goes, and there's no throw. Catcher bobbles the ball. We got him at second and third. One out for our number four hitter. Two balls, no strikes to Benny. Tell you what, Benny, if you're going to get a good pitch, it's going to be right here because he doesn't want to get down 3-0 to you. One away. Indians with a chance to score a couple early. And that's a hard hit ball, base hit. Nice job by Benny right there. Just went with the pitch. Drives in Will Homan for the game's first run. Nice job by Benny right there. How about that?
RBI single, Benny
nice
Homan.
Nice job. So we're still at first and third. One out, and that's going to bring double zeros to the plate. Reese Rogers.
Come on, Reese. Get him in here, kid.
Reese had an easy inning on the mound there. What did he throw, five pitches maybe?
He didn't throw very many. Good start. Well, Tony had said, you know, he'd been throwing strikes, and that's what Tony wanted to see early from his.
Absolutely. That one's taken high right there. Tweetsy way down. Oh, my goodness. There was a pickoff play at third, and the catcher throws it right
good
out in left field.
Ben Homan all the way
and
to
Benny
third.
Homan doesn't stop at second. He's at third base. So the Indians score on an error by the catcher. Bad throw down to the third baseman, and that brings home Twaitsy to make it 2-0 Indians. Benny on his wheels, hauling butt over to third base, and he's standing there now with one out, and Reese with a chance to drive in the game's third run. Well, that doesn't help the old pitcher's confidence when watching his defense throwing the ball around a little bit.
Atta, baby.
Reese fights one off, knocks it out to left field. I think it's going to be far enough. Yep, nope, Benny's going to fake, and he'll come back. Didn't quite get it out there too far. It was about 30 feet in the grass, and just wasn't quite far enough for Benny to take. Come on. Huh? You think it was? You just scored.
Bobby said he scored on that one. Of course, I've seen him, you know.
When I get moving, it takes me a while to get going. Once I get that speed going.
Yeah, and then you're in.
Freight train, boys.
Well, maybe he got a late start there, but that's two outs. Reese doesn't come up with an RBI there. Two down, and that's going to bring, I can't tell who it is. Ian Look Ullman. Up here. Ian Ullman. There we go, our first baseman. Runner at third. Ian with a hit down the third base line. Third baseman comes up with a nice backhand, throws it all the way across. Nice stretch by number 27 at first base for out number three. Hey, but in the inning, the Indians pick up two runs on one hit by Benny Hellman. And after one complete, Indians 2, Westerville 0.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274. 274. Miracle Lanes will open at 1 p.m. on Good Friday and will be closed on Easter Sunday.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
From Forget Me Not Florist. Spring really is coming. Easter Bunny is on his way, and we have Easter goodies galore. Blooming plants, Easter lilies, candy baskets, fresh floral arrangements, and more. In the Purple Post, spring season apparel is arriving daily. New items, new designs. Stop in or give us a call. Downtown Fort Recovery at the stoplight, 419-375-4668.
All right, welcome back to Worthington Kilbourne. Indians take the field for the top of the second inning. Reese Rogers on the mound, and he's going to face the number four hitter who comes up swinging and hits a rocket out towards Willie Hellman. Willie goes back and makes a play over his shoulder. What did you say his name was, Bobby? Sorry.
Carson Daly.
Carson Daly.
I have no idea, but it's Daly.
Okay.
Hit him hard, but Willie tracked her down.
Yeah, he come up, hit that first pitch hard, and tell you what.
Jordan Orr, the batter.
Number 17, Jordan Orr. Right now, Reese is thinking, this is the easiest game I ever pitched.
That guy hit that last one hard.
I know, but I'm telling you, he's got like maybe six pitches. Swings at the first pitch right there. Nice cutter. Nice cutter. Off speed, and that's going to get Reese to a quick 0-1 count. Indians scored two in the bottom half of the first. There's a ground ball probably going to go foul over to Posty, and Evan Fields at foul. No balls, two strikes to Mr. Orr.
What's the temperature out? 39 degrees. We're sitting here for a doubleheader.
Actually, it was kind of funny because you asked Coach, how cold was it that day? He said he had an inch of snow on his clipboard during a scrimmage, so he didn't think this was too bad. There's a curveball outside. One ball, two strikes. Nobody on here. Top of the second inning. Indians lead 2-0. If there's one thing that we can't heck about, you know, is not giving the score. So I'm making it up.
Who?
You know, people always razz us a little bit.
Got him looking. Nice job, Reese.
One up, one down. No, two up, two down. And that's going to bring number three, Bobby. Who we got? Number three.
Number three is Seth Christman.
Seth Christman. Ooh, he's softball. Yeah. Who was it always razzing us about
Greg
the score?
Booze.
Say who the score. What's
Greg
the score?
McClure,
what's the score? I'm going to make it my job to let them know what score is. There's a ground ball over in the dugout towards the Indians.
I guarantee you his hands are stinging.
Oh, he did shake him. That was a stick.
Look at him.
Shaking them both. right off the handle. Yes, sir. He ain't swinging again.
No,
you can throw two of them right down the pipe because he's not
no
swinging.
Feeling. He's going to drop the bat on his practice swing.
Here comes the pitch. Nice. They kind of sidearmed that one. Did you see that?
Kento Colby.
Yeah, sidearmed that baby in there. No balls, two strikes. Come on, Reese, just go right at him. Get him.
Ooh,
not a bad pitch. Outside just a little bit, maybe a little high.
Fish Bob got some new kicks on, don't he?
Yeah, I don't know what he's. I mean, he's got some different angles, arm angles, releases. That one's outside.
About shoes.
He just cleaned them.
Huh?
He just cleaned them.
Them are brand new spikes, guarantee it.
Yep. How about our first base coachman's shoes? Our first base coach.
He's got tennis shoes on.
Yeah, forgot
about it. Baby.
Nice breaking ball right there. Strike three. Three up, three down for two straight innings for Reese Rogers, and the Indians are going to go into the bottom of the second, up 2-0. We'll be back in a bit.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Polo.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reasoner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, currently has a huge selection of used farm equipment. There's high horsepower tractors for the big jobs to small loader tractors for the homeowner. There's used equipment like spring and fall tillage, skid steers, hay equipment, and rotary cutters. Used harvesting equipment like combines, corn heads, grain heads, grain wagons, and carts. See the used equipment on the Hull Brothers website, HULLBROS.com. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. Give us a call today.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the second inning. Indians are going to go 7, 8, 9. Garrett Fowler.
You always say the same thing when you come out. All right, here we go.
I'm going home.
Are you done?
That's it.
Hey, what about the, what did Neil say about the state basketball?
He said it'll be, he said we'll have it on the archives. So that's anybody right. Wants to listen to, who was playing?
Deer Park and Afrocentric.
That's right. That's right. I forgot. It's going to be on the archives tomorrow morning. I'm going to get up early. Before I go to church, listen to the archives. Listen to that game.
What Garrett Fowler's talk, dude, ain't he?
I tell you what, I think we're going to be awful proud of this kid here behind that plate before this is all said and done.
He's got a baby face, though, don't he?
Looks like his daddy.
Yeah, he does.
What we got count-wise here? One ball, one strike. Bottom of the second inning, Indians picked up two runs in the bottom of the first. Ooh, nice hard pitch. Just across the inside edge, strike one. One ball, one strike. Come on, Evan.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be afraid to let her rip here. Come on, babe.
Yeah, I just got it.
Nice eye right there. Oh, my goodness. He called that a strike. I thought that was way low, but...
Hey, if you're listening, we got some technical difficulties we're trying to get worked out. We keep getting thrown off the air, but I feel confident that Cole will get her figured out.
Oh, yeah. That one's outside. Nice job by Evan. Two balls, two strikes.
Spencey's running out of gas, walking up here telling us to go off the air.
Spencey gets up in this high altitude, and he can't breathe very good. Come on, Evan. Come on now, 2-2. Third baseman playing way in. That one's taken a little bit high and outside. Three balls, two strikes. Anyway, now, anyway. Ethan Shane on deck. Then we'll roll the top back to Cade Wendell. Tell you what, you see a couple of players out there blowing in their hands. It's got to be chilly standing out there. I'll tell you what. That one right there called three strike right there. I thought maybe it was going to be. It was too close to take, though. Two up, two down, two strikeouts here in the bottom half of the second inning, and that's going to bring Ethan Shane to the plate. Shaney, our left fielder. Shaney had a heck of a football season this year, Bobby. I thought he was fun to watch. That was taken down and outside. Ball one.
Dave Blockberger, listen, Block was just out to the Marion local game. Said it was some kind of game.
Well, I'll tell you what it was. It was exciting almost to listen to it. Comes 0-1. That one's down and hits the plate.
Two balls, no strikes. I'm sorry. Want to know? It was two balls, no strikes. Now to Ethan Shane, Kate Wendell, number 14 on deck. Well, Shane, get on there. That one he takes thought was a little high. It's going to be called for a strike. Two balls and a strike. Tell you what, I've been noticing the outfielders are playing in a little bit, but you know what? I don't think the ball's jumping off the bat just too hard. That leadoff man for the Wildcats hit it about as hard as anybody can hit it, and Willie had no problem going back and getting it. So, 2-2 the count to Shaney. Here comes the pitch. That was going to be outside, ball three. Who said that Duvall might get traded? Was that you, Cole?
No, Tony said.
Tony, yeah. That's right.
He said Minnesota.
Here comes the 3-2. Swung on and missed. Three up, three down. That's going to complete the second inning. But after two complete, Indians 2, Wildcats looking to score.
Man Winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, Bobby, we're back here to Kilbourne. Indians take the field for the top of the third inning. Reese Rogers looking sharp on the mound this chilly day. And we still don't know the lineups.
Braden White
leading off here for, I got the Wildcats. This is our seventh one.
Yeah, see, I'm almost there.
A little off-speeder taken outside. One ball, no strikes. There's a swing and a foul ball over towards the left field line. One ball, one strike.
We're eating on the way home.
Well, that's about 8 hours from now. That's a hard hit ball, and that's going to be a base hit right there, right out to Ethan Shane in left field. Nice hard hit ball right there.
First hit of the game.
First hit of the game for the Wildcats. And that's going to bring number four, Bobby. I got his number for you.
Take water.
Water's fine. Neil, thank you. Number four, Bobby, who we got? Still looking, ain't you?
Yeah, well, we got a little discrepancy here.
We don't have a number four on the roster.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Chrisman.
Chrisman. There's a bunt. Just foul down the first baseline. Threw one over to Ian here and kept that guy honest. Then they tried to lay a bunt down and get him over to second, get him in the scoring position, but he bunted it foul. 0-1 the count now. That was taking a little high. Quick throw down the first. I like that play right there, I tell you what.
Snap throw?
Yeah, I like that. 1-1 the count. 2-0 the score here. Indians lead. Top of the third inning. There goes the runner. He got a great jump. Hit and run.
Oh, nice.
Nice play by Ian. He comes over, makes good a play job, by Ian. Himself. He gets you out at first base. But yeah, that was
Garrett had no chance of throwing him out at all.
This is Andrew Bosner.
Andrew Bosner. He's the number 9 hitter for the Wildcats of Westerville, huh?
Yep. Runner in scoring position.
Are they Columbus? Westerville? Is that Columbus?
That's Westerville.
I know, but is that the same?
I mean, yeah, it's a suburb.
Suburb, too. One out here, top of the third inning. Westerville's got a runner.
Yeah, we got the lineups.
And now we're
bringing up peanuts.
Oh, well, you're done. I might as well take the bug. Roll the top. Back to the. No, still at the bottom. What's that say? What'd you say?
Bosner.
Oh, my God.
Am I right?
Jeepers creepers. There isn't a guy in this ballpark could have got Bosner out of that scribbles. Runner at second. That one's in the dirt. Gets away from Garrett, and that's going to be a pass ball. He gets easy pass down to third base. So White down to third. He reached first on the Westerville's first hit. Got the second on a hit and run. Reached third on a pass ball. Let's keep him right there. What do you think?
Yes, sir.
Bosner back at the plate. Yes, sir. And then we know he can hit it. 1-1 to count. Fakes the old suicide squeeze there a little bit. Pulls him back. Taking for a strike. 1-2. Infield playing back, so we're going to give this run up here in the top of the, or bottom of the third, so. With nobody out, we're just trying to get an out here. Maybe Reese can do it himself. 2-2. Here comes the pitch. Gets him off the handles. Foul ball. The only good thing about this diamond is there's no lights. So we're not playing after dark. Swing and a miss. Nice job, Reese. Threw him to kind of an off-speeder, a little bit high cheese, and he chased it. So one down. Bosner goes down on a strikeout.
2 out.
Oh, yeah, we got 2. And that's going to roll a top back to the Gill boy. What'd you say his first name was, Mommy? He can do first
James.
Names. Man, this guy right out of the gate goes after. Shady goes back. I'll tell you what. He doesn't.
He just missed a limb. Read his lips. I just missed that one, he said, and he did.
Man, he don't mess around. When he gets up to the plate, he sees one, and he's a-ripping. He's seen 2 pitches, and he's hit 2 nice, hard fly balls, but that one's caught by Shady, and we get out of that mess right there. So after 3 complete, Indians still lead 2-0.
Academic Booster Club is having their Battle of the Brains again this year on Sunday, April 15th from noon to 3. Get your 4-person team together along with an alternate, get yourself a sponsor, and get signed up now. The cost is $75 per team. Your team can be a group of friends, coworkers, family, even a group of students, at least 7th grade, please. Pick up your entry form at the high school office or by going to FortRecoveryschools.org and clicking on Battle of the Brains 2018 and downloading the application. And new this year, there will be a fun trivia round for anyone to participate in. Just show up, get a group of 4 people, and you can be in the fun trivia part of the contest. And the best part, there's no charge to get in the fun trivia contest. Just show up and have fun. And even if you don't want to be in either the formal contest or the fun pop culture trivia rounds, stop by and be amazed and entertained by how smart your friends and neighbors are. It's the Battle of the Brains on Sunday, April 15th. Be sure to get entered now by going to FortRecoveryschools.com. And clicking on Battle of the Brains, or pick up your application at the high school office.
You got a team in a Battle of the Brains?
I'm still looking for some teammates.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. How about your team?
We're solid. We got Rocker.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You and Rock?
That's all we need.
Rocker is a genius when it comes to some of that stuff, I tell you what. All right, Eden's going to go in the bottom of the third. We're going to roll the top back to Cade Wendell. Will Homan and Nick Twait, first 3 batters for the Tribe. Looking to maybe put a couple more on the old board here.
Nice job, Reese Rogers, at bottom of that last inning.
You betcha.
Guy on third with one out. He strikes out the number nine hitter and then gets Gill to hit a deep fly ball to left field.
Well, I thought Shanny was burnt there when that ball came off that bat.
Time to play a little add-on here, boys.
Absolutely. 2-0 the score here. Kate takes first pitch down and away.
Where's your girlfriend at?
Muncie.
Break up?
No.
Is it over?
No.
She dating a guy from Ball State?
No.
Maybe.
What's she doing?
She's in Muncie.
She got her hair done today. And
she
goes to Muncie? We got 14 beauty parlors before we cover.
She has a friend that in beauty school or something like
that. Nice eye, Kate.
She listening?
No, she's not listening.
No, she hates us.
Courtney Carr.
Jake, she was.
Curtis' fiance.
Courtney Carr.
Ooh, Kate takes that one on the outside corner. 2-2.
Umpire's got a short power pack strike. Boom.
Was that Wendelstadt? Is that who you said it was? Or which one?
Hunter Wendelstadt. John McSherry at first.
That's right. McSherry's at first. 2-2 the count to number 14. There's the pitch. That one's going to bounce at the plate. 3-2. Paul McSherry, I tell you what. Been around a while.
Paul McSherry, no. Paul McSherry just sold RVs.
What'd you say?
John McSherry. He was a big fat umpire.
I thought he's the one that died. There's our ground ball up the middle.
Nice job
right there. Base hit. Shortstop got close to it, but he wasn't going to make the play if he fielded it anyway, and that's going to be a base hit for Cade Wendell.
Hit number two for your Indians.
Cade down to first. That's going to bring Willie Hummel to the plate. Now we're going to see what Mr. Wendell does down here at first base. See if he's going to try to sneak down there real quick with the speed of Willie. We might do a little hitting around. You never know. Quick one over to first.
Indian baseball, 2018.
Tweetsy on deck here for the Tribe. Ooh, nice bunt by Willie. Ooh, that's going to get past the pitcher, and that's going to be
a nice job.
That's going to be an error on the first baseman, but I tell you, it was one of those hard bunts that the pitcher either he had one shot at it, didn't he? That was it. So that's going to go down as an error on the first baseman. Cade moves over to second. Willie at first. And now with nobody out, that's going to bring Nick Twace with Benny Homan on deck.
We got a chance to do some serious damage.
Yeah, this is big here for number six, the pitcher here for Westerville. Tracy chases a high one like he was going to try to bunt everybody over and sacrifice them over and chased a bad pitch above his head.
What Twace do first time up?
Reached on the third baseman's air. He came around, scored the first run. He squares the bunt this time, pulls back. Catcher comes up like he was going to snap to down the first.
Bunt, really?
Yeah.
Come on, kid. Base hit. 0-2.
He's not bunting this time. Ooh. Taking a little low. Looked like a pretty good pitch right there. But one ball, two strikes. We'll take it. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. Indians up 2-0. Over the Westerville Wildcats. Opening day. Doubleheader for the Tribe.
Heck of a parade this morning. Opening day parade at Fort Recovery.
Man, there was a lot of people out there, too.
Yeah, there was. Easter Bunny showed up.
Taking a little high. Two balls, two strikes. Wendell. Oh, that was neat. Hal McCoy come up. He was the
Wendell Boothman honor.
That was great. Cowbell going wide open. 2-2 the count. There goes a double steal. And that catcher is like, oh, no. Nice call right there by Coach Cobb. Double steal. Pitch came in a little bit outside, and really, even if he fielded that good, he had no chance. So now we got runners at second and third. We got a 3-2 count to Nick Twaits. We got the number four batter on deck. Things are looking pretty good here for the Indians in this inning, and I think Bobby could be right. We could get a crazy number.
Watch out here.
Triple play.
Something crazy.
Oh, yeah. Where's the ball at? The old hidden ball trick. Keep an eye on it. Look at Coach Feeler. He's like a hawk.
He is a hawk. Look at him. He's Clay Carroll.
His toes are cold.
He's freezing.
Look at him looking
look
up here.
Look at him. He looks up here. We're waving at He has no idea what's going on.
You know what we should do? We should take our shirts off like we're hanging up.
That'd be a classic. Besides, we'd have the whole press box to ourselves because all these, everybody would be like, oh my goodness.
He'd be right here with us. Come on,
Cole. All right, here comes the 3-2. Runners at second and third. Tracy takes a good cut at it, pops it up, going foul, right fielder chasing over, and I can't see if he makes the play, and he must have caught it because here comes K. They're tagging, and that's going to bring one run across the plate. So a sacrifice fly was a foul ball, but it's going to score a run to make this. It's going to make it 3-0.
Willie went on to third there, too, so he's got a runner at third with one out. Chance to get him in here, Benny Hillman.
Absolutely. So Cade comes in to make it 3-0. Willie over to third. Tweetsie with the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring Benny Hillman. You got him down. You got the. Oh, he walked last time up. That's right.
Who?
Benny.
He got base hit, didn't he?
Base hit the right.
You got the. Oh, yeah. He got our first hit. There you go. Squeeze. Pops him up. Pops him up on the bunt, and we got a mess. How fair about
ball.
That?
I think it's fair ball.
Should be fair ball.
And we got nobody going second. Benny's going to second. So we got a crazy one to talk about here a little bit. Suicide squeeze was on. Benny pops it pretty much straight up into fair territory. The catcher comes out, and he's got the catch made. And the pitcher comes in and absolutely clobbers him. He drops the ball. Willie back to third. Benny safe at first. Nobody's covering second, so Benny takes second. And now we've got runners at second and third. And Reese Rogers now comes to the plate with a chance to do some more damage. Willie was all, I mean, he was 10 feet from home.
Mm-hmm. Turned around, didn't he?
Turned around and went back, yeah. Man, that was kind of crazy. He had it caught.
I love when you explain things, though.
I do make it clear.
You do, absolutely.
There's a ground ball over to the second baseman. That's going to score a run.
Nice job, Reese.
Exactly what he needed to do, boys. Pull the ball over to the second baseman.
Reese's a big dude.
He pulled it, too.
Mm-hmm. He did pull it. That's what he got to do. Get running.
You was coaching him the other night. That was great. I bet he was standing up there thinking, I got to pull this just for old Bobby.
Come on, Ian. Let's get him in here. And he's leading 4-0 here, top of bottom of third.
So Benny over to third on that. Who am I giving that? I got to give that air to the catcher, right? He's the one that caught it and dropped it, but he's not happy about that because the pitcher conked him.
He conked him.
Come on, Ian. How about a hit here? Two balls, no strikes. Two runs across the plate, 4-0 Tribe here. Bottom of the third inning. First game of a doubleheader. There's a strike taken just down the corner. You know, I kind of like the doubleheaders when you, like a tri match, they call it or whatever, because you get to play two different teams. I like that.
You do?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. That one's going to get past the catcher, and Benny wasn't.
What about the game you're not playing like Will Kilborn right now? That'd be boring.
Oh, they all went home.
They might have.
Yeah.
Coaching staff, didn't they? Over here in the press box.
Yeah, I'd say. If I'm a player, I'm going home. All right, let's get this run in here. Let's make it 5-0. Come on, Ian, one time here. Three balls, one strike. That one's taken just on the inside corner this time for strike number two. So 3-2. Benny at third.
We got to get Ian some batting gloves. Ian and Garrett Fowler, both of them. I'm old a fan
school.
Of them.
Hmm? They're old school, ain't they? Here comes the payoff. Here's the pitch.
Ooh.
That looked like it was right on the. Looked like a strike to me, but it was called a ball. Must have been outside. We're looking at it from the first base side, and that's going to put runners at first and third. So Ian heads on down to.
Pinch runner, I'm thinking.
First base. Reese.
Hitter's choice. Was it a pinch runner? Who was it going to be? Come out.
Who's coming?
Who's this?
Can't see it. Preston Hoying.
Number 23, Preston Hoying, going to come in and pinch run.
Preston cannot believe they got him out of that dugout.
Preston was laying below the bench underneath the blanket.
Underneath. Pinch run.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? First game? Third inning? I got to run?
I don't know, but he might be stealing. Come on, baby.
He's chilly right now. I can tell you that. He's cold. Blood's starting to pump, though. RBI, that was, ooh. It was. That was close to getting Preston down to second. Nice stop there by the catcher.
I think it's brightening up. Yeah or no?
You took your sunglasses off. I don't believe.
Might be having a stroke, too.
Be second one of the day. That one's high. And there goes Preston. Boy, throw Preston. Down to... Nice job right there. They had to play on the throw back down to third and try to get Benny at third base. So Preston down to second. And now we've got two runners in scoring position for Garrett Fowler.
Sun is coming out. Look at the cars over here. You see the reflection off of... Yeah, around on that.
I think it might be a little brighter. That one's down.
Let me show
Three up. Balls, no strikes. We're not on the air anyway, probably.
Cole's we on Cole there. Or not?
Yep, we're back on.
That'd be classic.
Neil would have been here.
Take it all the way right here. 3-0. Down in the dirt. That's going to score a run. Oh, my goodness.
Wild one. Not a baby?
Yep. So Garrett down to first on a base on balls. The pass ball is going to score Benny Homan from third, and that's going to make it 5-0 in favor of the purple and white.
Like a pitching change.
Preston heading down to third. So we got him at first and third. We got two outs.
Coming out.
And Evan Post is coming to the plate.
He's heading out there.
Yep.
Maybe not. Turn back around again.
Cole, you got a mess going over there.
Cole is a complete train wreck.
What is going on down there?
And there goes the runner down to second. And they throw it down there. Now we're going to... Preston's coming home, and he's going to score. How about that? And now we're going to run over to third, and now we're going to get tagged out. All right.
Really hurt. Ooh.
Hit him in the knee?
Garrett.
Is that Garrett?
I think it is Garrett. Garrett took off for second, and... Yeah, Garrett's laying down there on the field, and we did score a run. Garrett was the third out. Jerry's down there taking a good peek at him here.
Might have got spiked.
Yeah, I don't know. It was one of those plays that was kind of screwed up again, and they threw it from the catcher.
He's talking to Coach Cow, Garrett is.
Yeah. I'm going to wrap this inning up. We did score that run.
Cassius Metzger with a full beard.
Came in to score.
Look at that.
Nah, that's that black stuff that they put below their eyes.
Is it?
Yeah. He just put it all the way around. It looks like a beard. So Posty.
Cody Schinneberry is getting a guard on.
Posty will actually come back and bat there, right?
Correct.
So Garrett was our third out.
Garrett's setting up now, and he's standing up, and I think he did get spiked there.
See what happens.
Did he put any weight on that left leg?
That left foot, maybe, or something. Left ankle, maybe.
Helped him to the dugout.
Coach Feely and Coach Wendell getting him over there, the way it looks. Jerry going to come in and make a change here. It looks like probably Cody Schinneberry going to go behind the plate like you're saying, Bobby. Right. We'll take a little mini break here after that one, Cole, and I think Garrett's going to be all right. We'll give you an update as soon as we know something, but after three complete, Indians 6 and Westerville 0.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Call
B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
You ready? We on or not?
Yeah.
You going to tell us or how you want to handle that? He's up.
No, he just...
Here we go, top of the fourth inning. It's 2-3-4. Lanenza, Edmund, and Daly for Westerville South. Indians leading 5-0. Reese has been tremendous so far through threes. Give up one hit.
Should be six, shouldn't it?
They got five. We got five, don't we? I think we got two that inning. There's a ground ball in the hole. Knocked down by the third baseman. Infield single. Nice play by Posty. It was a high hopper. Tough play by Posty. Leadoff single for Westerville South. Number two hitter, Lanenza. That brings the number three hitter, Edmund, with Daly on deck. Cody Shinnerberry takes over behind the plate, Calvin. Cody's not...
Yeah, Garrett's over there. He's putting some sweatshirts and stuff on. I think his day's obviously done.
Popped him up. Nice job. Kate Wendell at second base. That's a sky ball.
That is a high one.
Got him. I would have never caught that. No chance I'd have caught that.
We were at the Japanese restaurant in Fort Wayne the other night, and that cook flipped them shells up, and he'd catch them in his... He'd have caught that right on top of his hat.
No problem?
Yeah.
You like Japanese steakhouse?
I do it twice a year. My kids love that place, so on their birthdays we go.
You drink that soup? What's that stuff?
Sake?
Yeah, you a sake guy?
I'm sake to me, baby.
Not me. That ball's in the dirt. One out, one on. Top of four, Indians leading 5-0. Number four hitters, Daly, with Orr on deck. Reese Bob gets a sign from Cody. Strike fouled back to the screen. Reese is senior this year in senior leadership and veteran, and he's pretty sharp on that mound. Could be big things expected out of Reese this year.
Yeah, I tell you what, we got some good arms on this roster. There's no doubt about it. And there's a
base hit left field. Two on now. The meat of the order for Westerville South.
Yeah, the big thing for us is going to be damage control. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to give up many runs and, you know, scoring some runs. So if our defense can be solid, I think our pitching should be for the most part there. And Supers, we got quite a few arms, you know.
That brings order to the plate with two on with one out. That's a curveball for a strike. Indians with a brutal schedule. I'll say that. Jerry loaded it up this year.
Yeah, we got some tough teams.
Looks back to runner second. Swinging fouled. 0-2. Slow curve.
We still got the baby in there? Oh, yeah.
This is comfortable as can be.
Look at that.
Beanbag chair here, too. Reese Bob gets a sign. Looks the runner back at second. Steps off. Fakes a throw. Ian Homan at first base, game one.
It's like the girls' softball game might be over.
There's a fly ball center field. Will Homan picks it up. Runner tags and does not go. Nice job. Two out now with runners at first and second. That brings a number six hitter.
Number three,
Jack Lovell. Struck out looking for first time up. Two outs. Ground ball, second base.
Let's get out of this mess.
Cade scoops, fires it across. Nice job, Indians. Nice job, Reese Bob. Two on, two left. Couple base hits, and after 3.5, your Indians lead it 5-0.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274. Miracle Lanes will open at 1 p.m. on Good Friday and will be closed on Easter Sunday.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Cats here from Forget Me Not Florist. Spring really is coming. Easter Bunny is on his way, and we have Easter goodies galore. Blooming plants, Easter lilies, candy baskets, fresh floral arrangements, and more. In the Purple Post, spring season apparel is arriving daily. New items, new designs. Stop in or give us a call. Downtown Fort Recovery at the stoplight, 419-375-4668.
Second base.
All right, here we go. Bottom of inning four. It's Evan Post, Ethan Shane, and Cade Wendell for your Indians. 6-0 your score. Fort leading it. Bottom of four. Let's get four here. Hold them and call it a day.
Absolutely.
Well, we've got another doubleheader. We got another game to play.
Looks like we had a little switcheroo here. The pitcher, new pitcher, Bobby.
New pitcher, Compy, is Matthew Bain.
Was he at shortstop by chance?
No idea.
Okay.
But the pitcher went to short.
Went to short, yeah.
Come on, Bosey, leading off here. First pitch just misses low and outside.
Evan looks stronger this year, don't you think? A little thicker.
He's fat.
Is he?
Yeah, he works for me. Pop him up. That's a sky ball. Boy, that's trouble.
Yeah, that's a hit.
That is falling. No, nice play. That was a moonshot.
That was way up there. Skittlepox caught it.
Yeah. So that's one up, one down. That brings Ethan Shane to the plate. And then the top of the order, Cade Wendell on deck. Shaney struck out swinging first time up. Playing left field for Jerry Kelp's Fort Recovery Indians. Big expectations for your Indians this year. The MAC is absolutely loaded, though, once again, Calby. You looked at
I read that paper last year. You know, the Standard came out with their spring sports thing, and I was reading through it, and geez, every team, you know?
It's loaded. It is absolutely loaded. There's a little flare to second base. He's got it.
A little squirreling out there. Yeah. Kind of a little knuckler to him, and he caught it.
Two up, two down for the Indians. And top of the order, Cade Wendell. Cade flew out first time up and scored on a base hit in the third. There ain't no doubt that our offense runs through this kid right here.
You betcha.
He's a hell of a lot better player than his brother.
For sure.
Did you ever get a leadoff hit? Any time in your whole career?
I don't remember.
No, see what I'm talking about?
You would have. Yeah, it happened so many times you can't remember anymore.
No. Taken all away for a strike. 1-1. 6-0 Indians, bottom of four.
We better quit picking on him. His mom's listening to us now. She'll be up here just.
She's across the JV game.
She'll be beating the crap out of you.
Pitch is taken for a strike on the inside part of the plate. Cade, left-handed hitter, waving that bat around. And the 1-2's in the dirt. 2-2. Willie Homan on deck. Willie's been on twice. Reached on an error both times. Both times his wheels got him on base. And he scored two runs. 2-2's in dirt, 3-2.
That hit that umpire right square.
That's me right now. I'm getting a squad in here.
Look at
it. hit him. Look at him.
Oh, my God.
Kate says, you all right? Guy says, I can't feel nothing. Hunter Wendell stat behind the plate.
Oh, my God. That had to hurt. Oh, look at the look he's giving that catcher. Right? Catcher, yeah. Got a smile on his face. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. Right through my webbing.
Oh, man, that had to hurt. Full count pitch. That's ripped. That one about took Fee's hat off. Yeah, look at how cool Fee looks.
Right now, he's thinking to himself, I never saw it.
Nope.
How'd that ball get out there down that right field line? He's four steps further away.
He jammed his ankle into the base. That's a ball four. So Kate is on. Hustles down to first.
So Garrett did?
Garrett jammed his ankle in. I just heard. He jammed his ankle into the base. So, is his mom and dad here?
His dad is.
Dad's here?
Dad and Gavin were.
Okay, good. So that brings Will Homan, the center fielder, to play. Will's done a nice job out in center field, flagged down a couple deep flies. That one's inside, and he scored two runs, 24 is. Compy, he's some kind of football player, wasn't he?
Oh, I'll tell you what, we had a lot of fun following him around and watching him play football, and geez, that's going to be
We'll have fun be following different. Him at St. Francis, too. And
yeah, yeah, we'll have to go watch him play.
Yeah.
By golly.
2-0. Was that a strike or a ball? That was close.
I think it was a little bit high, I'm assuming. Okay.
Kay with a big lead over there at first. Willie waves that bat around. And the 2-0. High. 3-0. Twaitsy on deck. Twaitsy with a sacrifice flying. A base on balls. His two plate appearances. Taking all the way here.
Yeah, I like our chances of score run at this inning, Bobby.
That's a strike down the heart of the plate. 2018 Indian baseball. We're going to have a lot of fun here, folks. For you,
yes,
we're
going to
bring you as many games as we can.
And we're going to, like Bobby said, we got some teams we got to play that are just.
There he goes. Cave. Ground ball, shortstop. Going to be a tough play. And a nice play by the shortstop. Willie grounds out to short to end the inning. In the inning, no runs, no hits, a runner left. And through four, your Tribe leads 6-0.
Here's a great event coming up in the Fort Recovery area. On Sunday, April 8th, it'll be the American Legion Ladies Auxiliary Annual Breakfast from 8 in the morning to 12:30 in the afternoon. It's all-you-can-eat sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, baked goods, and more, and your beverages included, milk, coffee, and orange juice. It's only $6 for adults, $3 for children 4 to 8, and kids 3 and under are free. Head on out to the Legion on Sunday, April 8th for the Ladies Auxiliary Breakfast from 8 to 12:30.
Boy Scout Troop 99 will be hosting our annual pancake and sausage breakfast on Sunday, March 25th, from 8 o'clock a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Fort Recovery American Legion.
Tickets are $6 and includes all pancakes, sausage, and scrambled eggs. You can eat along with coffee and juice. Children 5 and under eat for free. Tickets can be purchased from any Boy Scout or at the door.
The Boy Scouts are also selling gun raffle tickets. A $10 ticket will enter you in a drawing for a chance to win one of 9 guns or a $100 cash prize. Tickets can be purchased from any of the Scout parents or at the breakfast on March 25th.
Thank you for your continued support of our scouting program. We look forward to seeing you at our pancake and sausage breakfast on March 25th at the Legion.
All right, once again, we're back. Cole doesn't give us any insight on that. That's just all of a sudden dead air, so it's like it must be my cue to talk. I'd like to thank my partner, Bob Stogler, for eating all the peanuts during his one inning of non-talking. Go to the peanut bag. It's completely empty. Thank you, Bob. No, he's not talking either. Here we go. Top of the fifth inning. Going to be White, Chrisman, and Bosner for the Westerville Wildcats. Indians do lead 6-0. Reese Bob coming in. Actually, I don't know how many pitches he's thrown. Cole, you keeping track of that?
He's talking.
What? Oh, my goodness.
The last update I got was after 1-4-0 over a JV game.
JV game's up 4-0?
We're ahead.
I thought 20 minutes ago, yeah.
That one's going to be a hard hit ground ball over to Cade. Cade gets a bad hop, stays in front of it.
Nice comes job,
up, 14. Gets it over to
that one
Ian
hurt.
At Look first. At and tell you what, that was a hard hit ball and it came off the grass and got a little funny to him and stayed in front of it. That's going to be one up, one down. So White goes down 4-3 in the old book, and that's going to bring Crispin to the plate. Grounded out to the shortstop last time up.
I got a JV update, Cappy. JVs are leading Westerville South 7-0 at the North Diamond over there.
We're out in the outfield right now. I can see the old White out there. Ooh, nice little off-speed pitch. And he thought, man, I better swing at that. And he was late on it yet. Did you you keeping track of how many pitches he's got, Cole? Because it can't be many.
Let me add him up here.
The other night during Sports Talk, I was, you know, Reese said that nice pitch right there. Strike three looking. Nice job, Reese. That's going to be strike
43.
43 pitches through the, that's awesome. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's his fourth strike out of the game. Nice job, Reese.
He said he'll go, he can throw 60.
Yeah, I tell you what, he, you know, the other night he said, look, I'm not on a pitch count. I'm feeling good. I'm ready to roll.
He's kind of got that. He kind of has the makings of like a rubber arm, don't he?
Yeah,
he
I think
throw it all the time.
Yeah. First pitch taken a little outside, ball one. That one's hard hit out towards right field. Cassius back on his horses, and that's going to be in there for a hit. He's going to try to go for two. Cassius going to throw it in, hit the cutoff, man, and he's going to be standing up at second base for a stand-up double. Cassius was playing him in a little bit, and that ball just kind of got over his head, and it was right on the line. So Bosner at second with a double, and that's going to roll a top back to the Gill boy who he has seen two pitches. He hit the first one, a rocket out to Willie in center field, and the next time he come up, first pitch was a rocket out to Ethan Shane. So outfielders get ready. He's not a patient hitter. Reese Bob's going to throw him something funny here. Yep, there's the bender. Straight rack one. I'll say, if he gives him that track, that fastball again. There's the fastball. He does swing at it. Comes over to Benny. Benny comes up, fires across the... And no, he got... Oh, I don't think he came off the bag.
I don't think he did either.
I don't think he came off the bag. They're calling it... Benny threw one over. Ian went up to get
he
it.
He can't jump, first of all. So.
Yeah, I don't think he came off the bag, folks. But Indians up 6-0. That is a hard hit ball. Willie, get on your horse, buddy. He's got him turned around. That's over his head. That's going to score one. Willie's got the ball. He's coming in. He's coming. Here comes the throw to the plate. And
I don't think it's plate, but
okay, here we go.
Two in. Nice double.
Nice hit right there by Ludenza, and that's going to score two. The cutoff throw was thrown to home, and Cody Schindelberry made a nice catch and put the tag on him. And actually, I'm not sure.
Good play.
Yeah, I'm not sure he hit that plate because Cody kind of came up firing like he was. And then the kid took off and went to third and threw down to third. He's safe there. So now we got a 6-2 ball game. Runners at third, and that's going to bring Edmund to the plate.
Come on, let's get out of here now.
So a double by Ludenza. He ends up at third. Gill comes around to score the second run of the inning. Bosner comes across the plate for the first run of the game for Westerville, and that makes it 6-2. Boy, hit that hard.
Yeah, he did.
Nice pitch right there. Cody comes up with it. He's got to go down to first, get the out, and he does.
All right, all right.
All right, so we get three outs here. The Indians get out of that. They give up a couple of runs there. It was a nice hit by Ludenza, and that scores a couple. And after, let's see, 4.5 in the books, 6-2 in favor of the Indians.
Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school and always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got
got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining. Then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
The Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday, April 8th at the Fire Hall. That's right, they'll be serving those great barbecue chicken dinners that we all love. They're pre-sale only, so get your tickets from any of the firemen now, then stop down on Sunday, April 8th from 4 to 6 and pick up your chicken dinners. Just drive through the alley from the west and pull up to the window, and be sure to grab a couple of extras for a quick lunch during the week.
Worried about you.
Sorry, I was just thinking. I was replaying that play there at first base, and I really don't think that Ian did leave the bag, but obviously the umpire thought he did. And
not much we can do, is there?
Ends up giving Westerville a couple of runs. So Tracy going to lead us off here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. We got Nick Twaits, Benny Hummann, and Reese Rogers. First three batters.
We on?
It's not on the next video for some reason.
That one's going to be taken for a ball. A little bit low. One ball, no strikes. Nick Twaits. Twaits, he reached on a base on balls his first time up, come around to score. And then he had a sacrifice fly. Yeah. Second time up.
Next to the studio. Neil. Hello.
6-2 ball game, bottom of the fifth inning. Twaitsy, come on now. There's a ground ball right up the middle. Nice play by the shortstop. He comes up firing. One up, one down. That was the Ludenza. Nice play by the shortstop. 6-3 in the book. One away, and that's going to bring Benny Hummann to the plate. Benny scored a run. Had a couple RBIs in the first inning. That was going to be a pass ball, ball one. The girls must be playing a doubleheader, too. Looks like there's some people walking down there again. Nice pitch right there. It's T-Rack one. One ball, one strike, one away. Bottom of the fifth inning. That was taken inside. Ooh, calls that a strike. Benny not happy with that call. One ball, two strikes. Here comes a 1-2 offering. That one's outside and in the dirt. 2-2. Reese on deck. Followed by Ian Hummann. And then Cody Shinneberry coming in for the injured Garrett Fowler. Report was that's going to be C-Rack 3 right there. And he goes down looking. Out number two, and that's going to bring Reese Rogers to the plate. Injury report on Garrett Fowler was he kind of jammed his ankle, jammed his foot into the bag, sliding into third. And I see him sitting over there on the old bench, and that's going to be a long afternoon sitting there. Reese takes that one inside, ball one.
Because something changed there, so.
Pops that one foul. One ball, one strike. Nobody on the bases. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians do have a 6-2 lead. Westerville scored two runs here, top of the fifth inning. Hints back into this ball game a little bit.
But doesn't mean we're not going. We're playing now.
There's a ground ball up the middle. Base hit by Reese Rogers. Went with the pitch right there and just right up the old gut. That's going to be a two-out hit for Reese. Keeps the innings alive here in the bottom of the fifth, and that's going to bring Ian Hummann, our first baseman, to the plate. Ian is Grounded out to the third baseman the first time up, and he scored the last time. Walked, came around to score. Willie Hellman bringing a coat down here to our pitcher. Looks like Reese Bob going to go back out and throw in the sixth inning for sure, the way it looks to me now. Why not? He hasn't thrown that many pitches, and he's got a four-run lead. Two outs here. In with a chance to do a little damage. Left fielder playing pretty shallow, if you ask me, but we've only seen one ball that's been carried over the outfielder's head. That was in the last inning. Ooh, me and chasing a bad one right there. One ball and a strike to him. Two strikes. Come on in. You're hard. Fix that in a bit outside. 2-2. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm assuming this is opening day for all three of these teams. Bobby, do you know?
Absolutely. I think it's first day you play, right?
First day you play? All right. That was taken high.
Mr. Wildcats defeat the Anzonia Tigers 15-0 in a run rule game. Start their season. Defending state champions.
Yeah, I tell you what, when we get into that league play, it's going to be so exciting. There's a ground ball. He just hangs with it over to the shortstop. Shortstop comes up with it. Quick flare over to second. Out number three, and that's going to do us in the fifth inning. Indians get no runs in the bottom of the fifth inning, but after five complete, Indians 6, Westerville 2.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Man winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring.
All right, here we go. Top of the sixth inning, Bobby. We got a four-run lead. Reese Bob going back out on the mound for his sixth inning of work. He's going to face the 4-5-6 Daly, Orr, and Lovell. First three batters for the Westerville Wildcats. Westerville's got to be one of the only teams here in the state that's going to have two quick games, and two. We got to hang on here and give them two losses to start this season. Nice sidearm delivery by Reese for strike number one. Bailey had a hit the last time up. Takes a good rip at that one right there. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Like to thank Fancy for bringing me a bag of peanuts since Bob ate them all the first time around.
Ate half of them.
That one's outside. One ball, two strikes.
Deer Park defeats Afrocentric 67-56.
Ooh, good game. Boy, he fights that one off on the hands. Foul ball back to the screen.
That game
one ball, two strikes.
Along with all of the state basketball games on Fort Recovery Radio.
That one's foul. Stinger. That's the first one over by the. Ooh.
That's a stinger.
No, no, he's good. That's good. He always gets stingers. He likes them. There'll be some people from Marion listening to that game because that's pretty exciting.
And they can download it.
And that one's outside. Two balls, two strikes to the leadoff man, Daly. Come on, Reese, just hang in there. Throw strikes, man. Let him hit it. Got a good defense behind you. Come on now. Posty at third. Benny at short. Kate at second. That one's fouled off. He's battling in there. Ian at first. Outfield goes as this. Cassius Metzger in right. Willie out there in center field. And Ethan Shane. Standing guard out in left field. Cody Shinneberry behind the plate for Reese Rogers on the mound. That one's high and outside.
Pitch number nine coming up here.
Pitch number nine to the same at batter. Same guy. Oh, Reese. Swing and a miss. Got him right there. The kid fought in there for a long time, but Reese got him with an off-speeder, and that's going to be strikeout number one here in the top of the sixth inning. Strikeout number five overall for Reese Bob. Out number one, and that's going to bring Orr to the plate. He struck out looking the first time up in the second inning, and he flew out to center field last time up. Takes first pitch strike. Reese probably thinking, I'm not throwing 10 pitches to all these guys here. Let's go. Ooh, got him on a... Nope, check swing. One ball, one strike. Defense playing him straight away. That one's popped up foul over our heads. One ball, two strikes. One away here. Top of the sixth. Ooh, that's a hard hit ball right back to Benny. Nice play right there. Benny comes up firing. Great job by Benny playing a nice solid shortstop here for us this game. Kind of go down 6-3 in the old books. Out number two, two up, two down, and that's going to bring Lovell to the plate. Left-handed batter number three for Westerville. Taking a smidge outside. Cody throws one back over Reese's head. Just getting a little practice in down a second. Here comes the pitch in the dirt. That umpire got out of the way of that one, Bobby, so fast. There's no way he's going to hit again.
After three complete, four recovery, JV 8, Westerville South 2. Outposts giving us the update. Thank you, Al.
Thank you, Big Al.
Yeah.
Squares the bunt. Doesn't get any contact with it. 2-2 the count now. Try the old bunt hit right there. Everybody was playing deep. There's no doubt about it. If that got by Reese, that was without a doubt a hit. Yeah. Cody going to go out and talk to his pitcher a little bit? This is wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 6-2 the score in favor of your Indians.
All the wrong strikes.
Yeah. And that's going to be taken for a strike. Wait a minute. Wasn't it 2-2? Yeah, I thought it was 2-2-2. He fouled that one bunt off. This one's knocked foul down the right field line. This kid's going to get four strikes. I would have to think that the umpire's got it right. Maybe I'm wrong. Kind of hard to believe. Don't happen very often, Bob.
No, not at all.
Left-hander steps back in there. Number three, Mr. Lovell. That one he chases a high one. That's popped up.
Get there.
Posty's coming in hot, and that's going to be a base hit.
Got to make that play. Got to make it.
Wow. I tell you what, that was just one of those pop-ups and right down the line, and it landed 2 inches fair and just laid there. So Lovell's going to make it down to first base with a two-out hit. And that's going to bring White to the plate. White's got a single in the game his first time up, and he grounded out to Cade the last time up. Wow, that was just one of those hits that just... And that's a hard hit ball over to Benny right through the wickets.
Right through his wickets.
That's and cool. That one's going to get between... Willie's got a chance at him. All right, nice play right there. So the ball gets through Benny Runner goes to third. Willie comes up firing to second. Kid thinks he's going to make it to second, but has to turn around, and Cade just kind of forces him back. Didn't want to get into.
Jerry can't be happy with his defense. Evan Post absolutely has to make that play at third on that popper, and then a ball goes right between Benny's wickets.
Yeah, yeah, it was a hard hit ball, but Benny's made that play many times.
Absolutely. Didn't have to move.
We got guys at first and third. And I think Jerry's going to come out and take.
That's going to be it for Reese.
Yeah, it's going to take Reese out, and I believe we're going to put let Benny pitch maybe.
I thought he might bring Cade in. Cade's going to go to short.
He's going to go to short the way it looks.
We're a pitching change. Let's take a break.
Yeah, pitching change. We'll take a quick break here. We'll be back. We'll let you know what's going on here at Worthington Kilbourne.
The Friends of St. Joe Church invite the community to join us for a hunters gathering on Sunday, April 8th at 1 p.m. at Sandoro Hall next to St. Joe Parish. Drinks and snacks will be available. Tip boards and other games will be available for chances to win a variety of guns and other prizes. And the gathering will be highlighted by an 11-gun gun raffle. Stop out for an enjoyable day of sharing stories, playing cards, good food and drinks, and a chance to win some great prizes at 1 o'clock on April 8th, 2018 at Sandorell Hall in St. Joe.
It's spring. Come make a kite at the Fort Recovery Public Library on Monday, April 2nd at 10:30 in the morning. The cost to make a kite is $2 per kite, and if you're a member of the Friends of the Library, there's no charge. Please call the library at 375-2869 to register for this fun event so they'll know how much material will be needed. So head up to your library and make a kite on Monday, April 2nd at 10:30 a.m. This fun event is sponsored by the Friends of the Fort Recovery Library.
All right, a little reset here. We got Benny Hillman coming in to take over for Reese Rogers at first. Westerville's got runners at first and second. White's down at first. And Lovell's over at third. Chrisman's going to be your batter. So Reese Rogers is going to go over to first. Who we got there at second? Is that Joe Hillman coming in at second? Evan stays at third. Outfield remains the same. Cody's still behind the plate. So runners at first and third. Two outs.
Come on, Benny. Let's get out of here. Reese pitched a heck of a game for us.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't Reese's fault. That this little mess up right here has nothing to do with Reese, that's for sure. Benny with a hard first pitch coming
late
in
steal.
There. Late steal going in there. Cade comes up.
Oh, we got him.
And we got him in a pickle.
This was... Got him. Oh, he's out. Got him, absolutely.
Nice play by the Indian defense right there. Delayed steal was going to score a run.
Look at the coach.
Coach is coming off. He's coming over pretty fast.
Yeah, that's not a happy coach.
And actually, I thought he might have been safe, but he's trying to see if the run scored.
No, he didn't.
And I don't think...
Out close.
Yeah, I don't think the run scored, and we got this kid out at first. So, wow, crazy thing right there. Benny throws one pitch, hard hit ball. The kid does a delayed steal down to second. We get him in a pickle and get him out before the run crosses the plate. So we end the top of the sixth inning with kind of a crazy ending, but no runs cross the plate. And after 5.5 in the books, Indians 6, Westerville 2.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians. The Fort Recovery Student Council will be doing volunteer work on Thursday, May 3rd. If your business has some work that needs done, contact Chelsea Colleague at colleagueCH@fortrecoveryschools.org and see what the Student Council can do to help your business out that day. Picking up, painting, cleaning, and more, the Student Council can do it all. Email them at colleagueCH@fortrecoveryschools.org and get the Student Council to help out your business on Thursday, May 3rd.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234.
Might as well play a little add-on here. What do you think?
Yep, I'm with you.
believe Cody's getting his first at bat here since Garrett got hurt. Cody Shitterberry, first at bat of the year right here. Let's see if we got the same pitcher out there for Westerville. I think we do. Got to close the old books on Mr. Rogers with a nice opening day game for him. Come on, Cody, lead us off here. Give me something. Swing at the first pitch, fouls it back at the screen. 0-1 the count. I'm not 100% sure, but I think Garrett's dad might have took him to get some x-rays. I'm not sure. That one's past the catcher. 1-1 the count. I don't
see Chad out there anymore.
Yeah, I think they might have.
Or just warm the poor kid up. You know, you're going to play anymore. Sitting that dugout.
Yeah, exactly. His ankle probably swollen.
Absolutely. Probably feels absolutely terrible.
T-Rack, too, right down the old heart
Chuck
of the plate.
Chuck Roller just texted me. Chuck says his bachelor party's tonight.
Ooh, jazzy.
At McSober's. Get over there. Pizza wings. 6 o'clock it all starts. Empty Tank, the band tonight for Chuck's bachelor party.
I'm going to hang in there, Cody. Fouled on and off.
Yeah.
Two strikes to Cody Shittenberry. Fouled that one off back at the screen. Comes the two-strike pitch, and he pops that one up. Good rip at it. Pops it up over towards the third baseman. Shortstop comes over. He makes the call and makes the play.
Shortstop's a nice player. I'll
yeah,
that
one
right
up,
now.
One down. And that's going to bring Evan Post to
Come
the
on,
plate.
Postie.
Evan is 0-for-2 in this game. He struck out looking his first time up and then flew out to, popped up to the second baseman nice time up. Come on, Evan.
Chuck says we got 200 listeners.
Well, I believe that.
People are listening.
Thanks to all the listeners out there listening to us.
People were tuning in for the Afrocentric Deer Park State. What do you think?
Well, it could have been.
You never know.
You never know. How would you?
No.
Come on, Evan Post. Give me something here. Ooh, what's wrong with that pitch? Cold? Do you see anything wrong with that pitch?
I don't know, I'll say.
You weren't paying attention.
If I'm humping, and it's this cold out, I got a strike zone the size of a semi.
First pitch was a little low.
One ball, one strike.
He got hit in the foot on that. So that right there would have made some pretty much suicidal.
That ball hit him and just, like, dropped dead straight down. You can hear it through here.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurt. Two balls and a strike to Evan. Curveball. Kind of got a little crazy right there. 3-1.
Posty got glasses on.
I don't believe.
No.
Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Takes that one outside. Ball four. Nice job, Evan. Good idea.
Nice to see Posty have a big year this year down here.
Well, I tell you what.
He does have glasses on, by the way.
Yeah, those are just reading glasses.
Did a lot of reading out there.
Got to read the pitch, baby. That's going to bring Shanny to the plate. One out away here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Evan down at first base. There's a ground ball foul right there to Evan. I tell you what, he took a rip at that.
Hit it. He did take a trip.
He did.
Ball went 3 feet. Slowest rolling ball ever.
He swung at that thing like he was going to hit that to the moon. Kenny back over there to the plate. Evan back at first.
Once again, if you're out there listening, 419-852-9201. Halftime score of Ferris State leads by 2 going for the Division II national title. A game that we watched them play the Finley Oilers, knock Finley out.
Nice bunt right there by Shaney. Shaney's going to head down to first. And a
nice job,
play
Shaney.
Coming off. Yeah, nice play by the pitcher coming off and getting you out. And moves Evan over to second base. Nice job. Sacrifice bunt by Shaney there. That's going to be two outs in the inning. Moves Posty over to second, and that's going to roll the top back to number 14, Cade Wendell. Cade scored a run. He walked, had a base hit in the third, flew out to start the game to the right fielder. The Indians with a chance to play a little bit of add-on here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hoping this is going to be our last at-bat. We'll get Benny out there on the mound. He can zip through him pretty quick when he gets on a roll. Here comes the pitch.
I think Quincy's starting game two against Kilborn, eh?
That's what Harold said on the way down here. So yeah.
He's available.
I wasn't sure if he was starting or not, but
available.
That they're going to use him.
Why would you not use him?
I don't know. I'd assume he'd probably start, though, but.
That one's in the dirt. Evan way off of second base. He gets hustling back here to second. One ball, one strike, two away. 6-2 ball game. Bottom of the sixth inning. Indians leading their leadoff home, or not home opener, but their opening day game.
How about the Marion local Flyers? We talked about them earlier.
Yeah, the old Flyers.
State champs beat Cornerstone Christian.
D-Rack 2 right there to Cade. Cade's not happy. He didn't take a cut at that one.
We're hoping to get Tom Souter up here. Tom's at the state tournament games, and he thought he was in, took his dad to the games today. Thought he was in town.
Mm.
So, but Tom told me he might get a chance to get up here for a game, too. So
that'd be great.
Yeah. Interview Coach Tom.
There's a ground ball foul down the first baseline. How about that basketball season they had? They came into Fort Recovery this year. And actually, if I remember right, wasn't they like...
It was like 2-4.
I was going to say 4-7 or 4-9 or something. And turned around, they won like 7 or 8 straight.
Yeah, they beat us and then kind of turned around. They had a good season,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool that they turned it around. I didn't want them beating us.
Yeah, exactly. That was a fun night, though. That one's fouled.
That was
Kate
a great
in there
night.
Battling.
Honoring Coach Al and Tom. And very emotional night for
a lot
of people.
Yeah, it was. That was pretty cool. I'll tell you what. Number 14 in there battling. Fouling pitches off.
What was that?
I'm not real sure what was going on.
Oh, a little time.
That's the old fake the throw from the pitcher. Speaking of battling.
This game took an amazing slow. It was going fast.
We were cruising.
All of a sudden, the old Jake break. Come on.
Yeah, we was cruising. The Angels got that Mike Trout, Bobby. That was down in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher, but Evan's going to stay at second. It didn't squirt away very far. He has not struck out spring training yet.
Billy Hamilton got 3 hits here today.
Did he? I have to think that's a pretty impressive stat.
Joey Votto's batting 110.
Yeah, but he tries all kinds of crazy stuff. I ain't worried about him.
I ain't worried about Votto either. Opening day Thursday, you're going to be there.
You betcha. Dee Sclafani, I guess, is hurt, huh?
When ain't he hurt?
I don't know, man. They were bragging him up like nobody's business. And then all of a sudden he's, I don't know what, elbow again or something. And then
no, he's got that oblique, don't he, or something? Yeah.
I thought that was the other
pitcher. Homer Bailey gets to start Thursday.
Yeah. That one, nice battle by Cade right there to pull about a 20-pitch walk. I swear to God he was up there forever. So Cade down to first. Posty's at second, and that's going to bring...
He got up to bat at 4 o'clock, and it's 4:24. A 24-minute at bat.
I fell asleep. I thought I missed like 20 pitches there. Come on, Willie. Here we go. Time for a little add-on. Will Homan at the plate. Willie takes first pitch, knocks it down to the third baseman. Third baseman's got a spinner, and he's got no place to go with nothing. It was one of those hard hops that just come down there and just kind of died right in front of him.
Hard hop? Went right at him.
Yeah, but it just hit the dirt real hard, and it just kind of died. It was a spinner. Anybody's played infield knows what I'm talking about. It was one of them a spun. Bob never played third in his life.
Are you kidding, right?
So now we got bases loaded.
Twitchy's going to gap one here.
And we got Nick Twitch to the plate. Crazy things in baseball right there. I tell you what, that's strike number one. So now we got Cade at second, Willie at first, base hit for Willie.
Is that an error hit?
It's a hit.
Huh?
Infield hit.
Yeah, what? Error. Oh, my
bad. That wind's picking up. It's got to be freezing out there. For
wind's picking up.
How can you tell?
The flag.
You looking at flag? Oh yeah.
Oh, for God's sake, same darn it was before.
Tell you what, he fell asleep for 10 minutes, now he comes back, he's all grumpy, and he goes,
who, me?
Yeah.
No, Cole.
Cole's, let's just stay with me. I'm on a roll. 2 balls, 1 strike to Nick Thwaites. Base is juiced for him.
We ain't getting along this year, are we?
We'll be fine. Willie at first, Cade at second, Posty at third. And a hard just
trouble
straight up. First baseman comes over and makes the play. Wow, I tell you what, he swung hard at that puppy and popped it straight up. And that's going to end the inning. So after, what we got here? 5.5 in the books. Indians. Now we got 6.5 in the books. Indians 6, Westerville 2. Hang in there, boys. Come on.
It's not...
The Floyd Recovery Preschool and the Mercer County Educational Service Center's center-based classrooms are early childhood programs located in the Floyd Recovery schools. This is where children combine learning with play. Trained teachers give the children opportunities to learn to be persistent when working at tasks, direction following, and listening skills. Our programs also focus on language and literacy skills with an emphasis on teaching phonological awareness. These programs also give students ages 3, 4, and 5 opportunities to learn beginning math skills involving numbers, number sense, and spatial awareness, and offers opportunities for preschoolers to engage in music, art, physical fitness, and dramatic play. Both programs work together to meet the needs of the students at all the levels of development. The Fort Recovery Schools also provide an amazing support staff such as speech therapists, occupational therapists, physical therapists, along with itinerant and special education teachers to make learning and growing our priority. On Tuesday, April 24th, the Fort Recovery Preschool and the ESC Center Base will hold a registration meeting to register your child for the 2018-19 academic school year at 7 p.m. in the elementary middle school auditoria. Please bring a copy of your child's immunization record, certified birth certificate, and Social Security card. Feel free to call Mary Diller at 419-375-4131 with any questions or visit the preschool tab at the Fort Recovery Local School website to learn more about our local preschool. Remember, play is a child's work.
9-1, so yep. We got to face Gil again.
All right, Bobby, here we go. Top of the seventh inning.
Three outs away.
8-9-1. Betty Holman coming in relief for Reese Rogers, trying to get three outs and wrap up the first victory of the year for the Indians. Betty going to face the number 8 hitter, Chrisman. He is 0-for-2. He grounded out to the shortstop, and he struck out looking his last time up. Swings at the first pitch, strike. Nice curveball right
nice
there.
Job.
Wow. Uncle Charlie froze him right there for strike number 2.
Rocket.
How about that? Reese Rogers caught that line drive. I tell you what, he stuck his bat out there, and Benny had a hard enough ball that it just was, that was double if Reese don't absolutely catch that ball. So a liner down to Reese at first, and that's going to be out number 1. And that's going to bring Bosner to the plate, followed by Gill. Bosner scored a run the last time up. Actually, he started that. He had that double.
Yeah.
Over Willie's head. Is that right? Curveball just a bit high. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 away. Indians 2 outs away from picking up win number 1 on the early season. That one's down in the dirt. Here we go. Here comes the pitch. Ooh, a little bit low. I thought that was good. Cody gives him the old just a little bit higher. Just a little bit higher. Here comes the pitch. Ball 4. So a runner on. And that's going to bring Gil to the plate. So Bosner does his job. He gets on base. And that's going to bring Gil to the plate. As Bobby was saying, no, it's not him. I got a pinch hitter.
Yeah, pinch hitter.
It's going to be low, ball one.
After four complete over the JV game, hit the diamond here to our east. Indians JV 8, Westerville South with add-on, made it 8-6 after four.
I'm creeping back in.
That's a long one.
They play doubleheader, too?
Yeah, I think they are, ain't they?
I'm assuming. I wouldn't know why they wouldn't, but I didn't know. Come on, Benny, let's get out of this jam here. Come on now. Got the leadoff, man. Two balls and a strike. Ooh, check swing strike. Quick throw down to first. He's back in time.
There we go.
Two balls, two strikes. He did call that check swing strike, didn't he?
Yeah, he appealed it.
Yeah. All right. 2-2. We could see pretty easy from this side he went. Ooh, curveball looked really good. Must have been just a bit outside. 3-2 the count. We fought that one off right there, too. He's hanging in there now. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. One out. Runner on first. Sir. Here comes the payoff. He popped that one up. It's going to be a tough play. Cash is coming in hot. Reese going out hard, and that's going to be a foul ball that lands in between the two.
Out.
One out. Tough play for the first baseman. Tough play for the right fielder. Kind of in no man's land out there. Everybody come running for the ball and just kind of lands right between them. Long strike. All right. Betting back on the mound. 3-2. I'm going to let him blow one past him here one time. And that was taken low, ball four, and that's going to put runners on first and second in the tying run on deck for Westerville.
You going to stay with him? He's going to bring Cade in.
Terry's going to come out and talk to him a little bit, and we're going to see once what he says. He's going to have Cody, he's going to have the infield come in. He's just going to tell Benny to relax and throw strikes here. We're going to... four-run lead. Let's let them put it in play. Let's make a play. And
now you're coming up to 2, 3, and 4. Harder
yeah,
on order.
Yeah, I mean,
these guys can hit.
Yeah. The coach cap out there on the mound talking to the boys and trying to settle them down. And go stick with Benny. Not a problem. Cody goes back behind the plate. Everybody goes back to their positions. So that's brings. We got it down as Ledenza, and doesn't look like him either, does it, Bob?
I would have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know if they're... Yeah, it is. It is. Number six. Very good. So runners at first and second. The number two batter, Ledenza, at the plate. He is 2-for-3. He's got a couple of... He's got a single and a double. Come on, Benny. Check swing coming right up at us. That's going to be strike number two. So no balls, two strikes. Ledenza finds himself in a little bit of a hole here. Come on now, Benny. Come on. Both runners not getting a big lead here. They're down four runs. That was taken high, ball one.
Supposed to have a 5 o'clock start for game two. I don't believe we're gonna make her.
Time is that? What time is it now?
4:35.
Yeah, we might. Yeah, we just need to get a double play. Let's roll double play. Let's go. Ooh, man, I tell you what, that looked like a strike called for a ball two. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Top of the seventh inning. Game number one for 2018. Indians lead 6-2. That was taken low.
Come on, Benny. Let's go.
Ball three.
This will be his last batter.
Yeah, he jumped out to a 0-2 count. Now he's just been throwing him. And I think Jerry told him, look, this kid can hit. But... And he smacks out towards right field. Cassius Mesker coming over. He's going to make the play. That's going to be out number two.
Circle the wagons.
Well, that wind's blowing kind of hard left to right out there at him. And nice job by Mesker to get underneath that one that play. So that's going to be a big out. And that's going to bring Edmund to the plate.
Big, strong kid right here.
One more out here. Come on. Ooh, nice curveball right there, strike number one.
Todd Holm has not stopped talking over there.
I got him. I got him.
Okay, don't shut up.
Who's he talking to?
No, he don't know.
Strike number two, back-to-back curveballs from number nine.
Right now the guy in orange hat saying,
why did I stand over here?
He's trying to Shawshank himself out of the
thing. I think he sees that flask in his back pocket.
That ain't Brad Evers.
Look like no.
Come on, Benny. High keys right there. Takes it all away. Ball number one. One ball, two strikes.
Hey, Brady.
Come on, Benny. Let's get this over with right here, right here. Pops him up. Pops him up. Benny's getting underneath it, and he makes the play. And that's going to be out number three. And game number one goes to the four recovery end.
Late, can't decide what to make for supper, just don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274. Miracle Lanes will open at 1 p.m. on Good Friday and will be closed on Easter Sunday.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
What's going on? We back already?
Yeah, Kanapke family just Sam just woke up from naps. They're ready for game two.
All right, Lane. Good to have you back here, brother.
He wasn't listening. He don't like baseball.
What?
Nah, football.
Are you a football boy?
It might be. How about the Indians getting a win here in game one?
Man, that's fun. I tell you what, we drove up here, drove down here, I should say, and talking baseball, obviously, we said, man, we're going to be happy if we come home 1-1, we said, well, let's get the first one, then we'll worry about the second one.
So. Yep, Indians, Reese Roger got the ball today and pitched wonderful.
Oh, man, I tell you what.
Five solid innings.
He looked great. The two runs they got is unearned.
Bad call.
It was on.
I mean, I don't like complaining about the umpire.
I know, we don't think he left the bag, but Indians got six runs on five hits. They had a couple unearned runs also, and I'm just kind of sneaking down through here real quick to pick up the hits. Cade Wendell scored a run. He had a hit, walked a couple of times. Willie Holman scored a couple of runs, reached on a couple of errors. He did have a hit in the sixth inning. Twitsy scored a run. He reached on a base on balls. Benny Holman had a hit, had the first RBIs of the year in the first inning. Reese Rogers had a base hit. Ian Holman played first. He had a base on balls, come around to score. Garrett Fowler, unfortunately, jammed his ankle there at third base on a crazy play, and he kind of left the game. We don't know for sure, but we're assuming he may have went to get some x-rays on that ankles. And Hopefully he's okay. Maybe his dad can text me and let me know what's going on there, and we'll let everybody else know. Cody Shinnerberry came in relief behind the plate for him. He did get one at bat, popped her up to the infield. Evan Post played third base. He was 0-for-2. He struck out one time, flew out to the second baseman and reached on a base on balls. And Shaney was our left fielder. He had a sacrifice in the sixth inning. Your Indians get your 6 runs on 5 hits. And for Westerville, they had 2 runs on also 5 hits. We got to see a couple of potential Buckeyes there. I guess one potential Buckeye, mm-hmm. the center fielder, that Gil boy. So Indians got to be tickled coming down here, picking up the first win of the year. And now they're going to face a tough team here in this Worthington Kilbourne. And, maybe
coached by old Dustin Woods.
Dustin Woods. And
he's the coach at Marion. Is that correct, Cole?
Correct.
Yeah.
Now he's over here in Kilbourne.
He's got some talent here, and it's going to be an interesting ball game. We're going to find out here, lineups here after a bit.
They're feeding us right now. We're eating hot dogs like it's it looks like the New York City. Who's that? Kobayashi over there eating.
You know what I see eating? Coach Feely.
Coach Feely's dipping them in water, eating a bunch of He is loving his hot dog.
He's on number 14.
Yeah.
Number 14 in 30 seconds. All right, well, we can take a break, and what are we going to do here, Cole? We're going to go to some baseball or basketball for a little bit?
Next basketball game starts, the broadcast will start in 10 minutes.
We'll be back on the air, buddy.
All right. Well, we'll probably come back on the air. We'll go play some music here for a little bit, then we'll be back.
Yep.
So go to the fridge, grab a drink, make yourself a sandwich. We'll be back in about 10 minutes, folks. Game number 2.
Been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.